David Bender in for Bobby Kennedy here with Mike Papantonio. Well, Mike, there's been some big news this week on a lawsuit that you and Bobby have been involved in. What's the story there? It's some breaking news.
Well, you know, for a long time you had Brad Friedman of the Brad blog. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful site. Everybody knows.
I've talked to him many times.
Yeah, everybody knows Brad. He has been at the forefront. I mean, the leader in the fight to try to bring honesty back to this whole voting process that we think, you know, we have the arrogance to say that we have a voting process in America that's actually honest. And
you know,
it's anything but that.
Brad is the quintessential citizen activist. He did this all on his own.
I know. Wonderful. I mean, not only that, but you see people, what I call the citizens media, popping up right now. I mean, it's amazing what's happening with the citizens media.
So you and Bobby 2 years ago brought up this.
We brought a lawsuit because what we were finding was that, the voting machines that were being used I don't want to go into all the details, but the voting machines that were being used in several places throughout the country, we knew that they were, you know, not only not working, but the more serious question is, were they being tampered with? And so we initiated a QI-TAM case in Colorado. And, you know, the purpose of doing that was to say to the government, look, you really need to take a look at what's happening.
Hey, Mike, as a non-lawyer, can you explain what a QI-TAM case is?
Yeah, a QI-TAM is where you have a whistleblower. This is a whistleblower. His name was Bill Singer. And what he was telling us and what he told the government and what he initially told Brad with Brad's blog is that you have voting machines, e-voting systems out there that are so bad that there's no way that you can trust the result. Not only are they not working, but they're so subject to being tampered with that we have to be very concerned about whether we can even whether we can even count these votes. So what ended up happening is the U.S. Attorney's Office, we went to them and said, look, you people really need to investigate this. And they put it off, and we kept hearing from the Department of Justice that, gee, you know, we're looking into this, and we're going to come back and give you some information about whether or not we can actually bring the case, because the U.S. Justice Department really has the first look at it. Well, they turned it down.
They just recently turned it down. Now, is it normal to stall for 2 years before you make that decision?
No. And we were kind of getting the impression that maybe there was more to this story about why the stall was taking place. One thing we saw a new U.S. attorney appointed out there by the Bush administration almost immediately after we brought this lawsuit. And let me put it like this. We'll move on to the next item. But the point is this case has just really started. And so stand by and watch it develop because there's some really ugly features to this case.
Well, before we let it go, you're not suggesting that there's any possibility that there's been political influence in the U.S. attorneys, right? that couldn't be where you're going with this, Mike. And you know what's interesting is, of course, John Conyers is calling former Alabama Governor Don Siegel, and something we've been talking about a lot here and on Go Left. The whole case of Don Siegelman is coming up before the Judiciary Committee next month, and it's tied in to the influence over U.S. attorneys by people going all the way up to Karl Rove.
It starts with Karl Rove and Dick Cheney. That's what they're going to find, is that it's part of their design was to put in all these political hacks in their position of U.S. attorneys. And, you know, the truth is you had some of the U.S. attorneys says, look, we're not going to play that game. We're not going to target people like Siegelman simply because you want us to target people like Siegelman. Now, in Alabama, the U.S. attorney actually was rank and file. I mean, the U.S. attorney was told, go after Don Siegelman, and, you know, we're going to, you know, they were told to do that, said if you don't do it, then there's going to be ramifications, you're going to be fired. So they went after Siegelman. Yeah. And that's happened all over the country. Siegelman's just one example of it.
So this may be, this QI-TAM case may also be one of the threads in what is, you know, apparently a giant weave of this kind of U.S. attorney malfeasance.
Anybody looking at the facts could easily conclude that. We're going to find out more about it, though.